This week's film is The Equalizer, starring Denzel Washington in a remake based upon the popular TV series by the same name. In the original program, which ran from 1985 through 1989, English actor Edward Woodward earned a Golden Globe for Best Actor in a Television Series as Robert McCall, a former British spy turned vigilante. Woodward's Robert McCall was a slick, sharply dressed ex-intelligence agent who used his skills to help the helpless and offered his services via an advertisement in the newspaper, and he drove a really cool black Jaguar. In this Equalizer, Denzel Washington's Robert McCall rides the bus as a quiet man working in a Home Depot-type warehouse where he helps co-worker pass a security guard test, exchanges banter with fellow stock boys, and endures flirting checkout ladies. However, he also is clearly hiding a past. Emotionally troubled, McCall never sleeps and spends his nights reading books at a local diner where he befriends the neighborhood call girl, Terry, played by Chloe Grace Moretz, who enjoys a cup of cocoa and apple pie in between tricks. McCall is slowly drawn out of his hibernation when Terry is roughed up by her Russian pimp. But unknown to McCall, his intervention will not be left alone as a one-off because, of course, the Russian is connected to the Russian mob, who respond by sending their own fixer. The mob fixer is a ferocious psychotic, apathetic to even the slightest hint of humanity in any situation. Director Antoine Fuqua initially does a pretty good job of setting up what could have been an epic standoff between two similarly conflicted lost souls destined to confront their own and society's contradictions. But Fuqua, who most recently gave us Olympus Has Fallen and Brooklyn's Finest, can't elevate his game above those two duds, which pretty much embody the spectrum of his work. A fine ability to capture good action and man-up intrapersonal street drama versus just over-the-top violence, poor special effects utilization, and sloppy plot development. In The Equalizer, poor use of copycat freeze frames prior to McCall going crazy on bad guys and long, solitary shots of McCall gazing off in blank stares take away from otherwise solid performances by Washington and Martin Sokas as the Russian fixer. But the dumbest part of this film is for some reason it isn't enough just to kill bad guys with guns, so McCall avoids picking up dropped semi-automatic weapons in order to make use of the nearest power drill, blunt instrument, or bar tool to inflict his wrath. So, on my ski trail rating system, The Equalizer earns an intermediate blue ski trail marker. Denzel Washington and a great villain deliver a pretty solid vigilante movie, true to the original. However, while director Antoine Fuqua may have intended to display, quote, a little bit of good in everybody, unquote, this Equalizer is unnecessarily overshadowed by self-indulgent physical brutality and undermined by dumb use of killing instruments, which turned a great premise into a cross between A Man on Fire and a MacGyver episode. Otherwise terrific performances tapered off as the script descended into a predictable by-the-numbers good-over-bad kill-them-all flick, and the Death by Home Depot finale, coming at 2 hours and 11 minutes, just added insult to injury. The Equalizer is rated R for strong bloody violence and language throughout, sexual references, and do not try this at home use of a corkscrew. This is Mark Harrington for KPCW's Friday Film Review. The Friday Film Review is sponsored by the Utah Film Center.